We're here today at Monash University's School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine, where I'm talking with Renata Morello, who's a PhD candidate here. Thanks for your time, Renata. You've co-authored a paper for us on in-hospital falls.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the Six-Pack project.
So the Six-Pack project was... Well, it's an NHMRC-funded project, and it commenced in 2011. It's a three-stage project that's sort of run over 4 years. It's got a large, very large investigator team, which involves investigators from across Australia. But essentially, it was developed to test the efficacy of the Six-Pack Falls Prevention Program, being conducted in two states across six hospitals.
You were looking specifically at in-hospital falls and the impact of that, both economically and on length of stay.
Yes.
So how many hospitals was that across?
So we used the cohort that was included in the Six-Pack project. So the Six-Pack project essentially was looking at how effective the Six-Pack program was at reducing falls and fall injuries.
Yep.
It was a cluster randomised controlled trial. So it included six hospitals, of which we had 24 wards.
Yes.
So each hospital had anywhere between two and six wards that were included in the study.
Okay.
The wards were matched and then randomised into control and intervention groups. For this cost of fall study, I guess because we had such a large cohort and such a great access to data whilst doing the Six-Pack project, we decided it was a great opportunity to actually use that data to look at what the cost of a fall and fall injury was. So we used just the control wards. So we used the wards that were randomly allocated into the control group, but they didn't introduce the Six-Pack program. So that included 12 wards across six hospitals.
And what was your essential finding?
When a patient has an in-hospital fall, it is associated with an increased length of stay,
yes,
of up to 8 days and approximately $7,000 increase in hospitalisation costs.
So what percentage of patients have a fall in hospital?
We identified nearly 1,000 falls in the cohort, which was around about 4% of all patient admissions during the 15-month period. 4% is reasonably consistent across the literature. It is probably in the higher bracket compared to some studies, but that's possibly due to the way that we've captured our fall event data. We've included multiple sources in the when we've been collecting data on falls. And by doing that, we've actually aimed to have a capture of all fall events rather than sort of missing some fall events through only using one data source.
Do all falls result in an injury?
No, they don't. From the data from this study, we found that nearly a third of all our falls resulted in at least one injury.
So
there was a total of just over 400 falls in the total cohort.
Basically, this study's proved, as if we needed proving, that preventing falls in hospitals is a really important thing, not just economically, but for the patient's sake as well in terms of length of stay.
Yeah, I think this confirms what we already know, which is that falls is common. In hospitals, falls are a very common event. About a third of those events do result in some form of harm to the patient, and those that don't result in a physical harm are likely to still result in some form of a consequence, which is why falls result in an increase in length of stay.
And like loss of confidence?
So literature has shown in the past that regardless of injury or not, a patient is likely to reduce independence or also confidence post-fall. Also, it is likely, but I guess this study didn't show, didn't actually specifically look at this, but it's likely that with a fall event, that the care path of a patient whilst in hospital is dramatically changed.
Thank you.
That's all right.